join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We're so glad you could join us for our last show of the 2011 year. We have some wonderful guests for you, starting with our first guest, Dave Kelly, who is a documentary film producer and also is the director of Advanced Media Production, where we tape our Straight Talk show. So, Dave, welcome to our show.
I'm glad to be here.
And we're so happy to be able to use your fine facilities to tape our Straight Talk shows.
Well, you always do a great job, Art, and it's always a pleasure to be on the set with you.
Thank you. Well, Dave is here. He is our local Ken Burns, really. He is a remarkably talented a film producer, and your most recent piece of work involves the Panama Canal expansion. Tell us about it.
Well, Art, I produced a documentary along with my team about the Panama Canal expansion project that's currently underway right now. And the documentary is titled Panama Canal Expansion, The Battle for Jobs and Cargo, because that's exactly what's going on. It affects the folks here in our local shipping industry and in global logistics because they are expanding the canal in order to compete with the traditional trade routes, which are coming from Asia and most of them disembarking on the West Coast.
So the canal will be able, when the expansion is finished, to accommodate these much larger container ships so they can go from Asia to the east coast of the United States through the canal.
That's correct. They can not only go to the east coast, but also to the Gulf ports as well, but it gives them a number of different alternatives for those shipping lines.
We have a quick 30-second clip of Dave's documentary. Let's take a look at it.
Today, the trade winds billowing through Panama are once again blowing side by side with the winds of change. This time, the Panamanian people are in charge of their own destiny. They have voted overwhelmingly to expand the canal. This project will cost an estimated $5.25 billion in the process of constructing a much larger third set of locks. The new locks will significantly increase the size of ships that can traverse the canal.
The Panama Canal history, Dave, is rich as part of American history, and your documentary includes some earlier episodes about the building of the canal.
That's absolutely right, Art. The American Society of Civil Engineers has named the Panama Canal one of the seven modern wonders of the world. And I think it's an appropriate title. If you know the history, of course, there was a French company that tried to build the canal back in the 1880s. And that was a failure, and was a failure largely because of the problem with mosquito-borne yellow fever and malaria, and the fact that they just simply didn't have the steam shovels and the technology capable of getting the job done.
So the French company tried it in the 80s and stopped, went bankrupt.
Yes.
And then an American company with the enthusiastic support of President Teddy Roosevelt said, we can do it.
Actually, it became an American enterprise. Theodore Roosevelt got the U.S. government involved, and yes, from 1904 to 1914, the United States government was involved in building the canal.
And Walter Reed, an army doctor, identified mosquitoes as the cause of the malaria and yellow fever, and they eradicated most of that.
Actually, yes, Dr. Walter Reed was credited with making the confirmation that it was, in fact, the mosquito vector that was causing yellow fever. And there was another doctor who had started to posit that theory. His name was Dr. Carlos Finlay, and it was Walter Reed who confirmed that through the scientific method and doing a number of tests.
So we completed the canal and in the process sliced a bit of Colombia away and formed the country of Panama that was more forthcoming in their diplomatic relations with America.
Actually, yes, Panama was a part of Colombia, and Theodore Roosevelt, President Roosevelt, supported a Panamanian separatist movement, and he also utilized gunboat diplomacy to separate Panama from the Colombian mainland.
And they gave us a 99-year lease or something, and then President Carter returned it.
That's correct. President Carter returned the canal.
But this was the canal for a long time was sovereign American property, really.
The canal zone was. Yeah. Yes, it was.
Yeah. Well, that was all pre-CIA, too.
That's correct.
Well, turning to today, the port of Long Beach and L.A. together is the fifth largest port in the world, and the major, I think 40% of the imports come in through this port. So the Panama Canal, they have their eye on that. They're worried about the potential future competition when this is completed in, I think, 2014 is the target date.
That's correct. 2014 is the centennial anniversary of when the first canal opened in 1914 at the very beginning of World War I. And local officials, they do have their eye upon the Panama Canal.
And in fact, the Port of Long Beach has embarked on a $6 billion expansion program with a new Gerald Desmond Bridge and infrastructure improvements to stay competitive, because the Panama Canal route will be an important competitor.
It certainly will be. And as I said, the local port authorities are looking at that. They're taking it very seriously. There is competition. It will be a threat. And people who don't notice threats often become non-competitive if they don't stay afloat or stay apace.
Well, Dave, congratulations on completing another award-winning documentary. I know you did an earlier one called Long Days Working Hard, about the war effort in Long Beach and building planes and all. So you're a local Ken Burns.
Well, thank you, Art. I appreciate the compliments.
And stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.